It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello everyone, welcome to my show. This is your host Tristan Pang on Planet FM 104.6, Youth Voices. Great to have your company here today. So today's show will be a very special one. We will take a look back at some of the interviews we had from the first year of Youth Voices. My voice was so cute back then. Anyways, here we go. So in April 2015, I interviewed Matt Cannum, a very talented student who is now finishing his conjoint degree at the University of Auckland. He shared with us how he studies.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an interesting question. I was a really committed student at school, and I did try very hard. I went to all my classes and did all my homework and participated in lots of things in my school community. But what I found is when I got to my final year of school, my academics were actually really lacking, and I had a goal for quite a while, quite some time, to become an engineering student at the University of Auckland. And my academics weren't up to standard. They definitely weren't going to allow me to pursue my goal of becoming an engineer. So I decided it was time to take control of my own learning. What I was doing at school wasn't really working for me. Going to class every day, doing my homework, something just wasn't clicking in my brain. So I turned to a really fantastic website called Khan Academy. And I used the Khan Academy for months, really, just kind of alongside school. I'd go home, I'd go on to Khan Academy and just spend hours on it, learning everything that I'd missed in class. And I mean, to cut a long story short, the results were absolutely phenomenal. I not only achieved my goal of becoming an engineering student at the University of Auckland, but I'm now studying two degrees, engineering and commerce, at the same time. And that wouldn't have been possible without this fantastic website, Khan Academy. And for if you're not aware, Khan Academy is basically, it's a collection of online videos, YouTube videos, made by their founder, Sal Khan, and others. And they have a whole website backing it that has a whole load of teacher resources, a whole lot of lessons. It's a fantastic system.
I then asked Matt how he was so persistent.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Persistence is it's quite a hard thing. Something that I've tried quite recently, or got into quite recently, that I think works really well is setting goals. And I know, Tristan, that you're a big advocate for this. Setting really specific goals using the SMART methodology, and just having a really clear mindset, knowing where you want to go and what you want to achieve in your day, really, really helps with staying on track and being determined. You also mentioned, you know, sometimes you get distracted and you want some time just to do something completely irrelevant. And I think that's really important too. I think it's important to plan personal time. Make that one of your goals, to spend more time with your family, with your friends. So I think persistence and setting goals, I think those are really important, but also make it a priority to have some personal time for yourself.
Around that same time, I also interviewed Jade Leung, another top student who is now a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford University in the United Kingdom.
So what motivates you to work hard and high, and were you always a top at school since you were young? Could you tell us more about yourself when you were at primary and high school?
Yeah, a really interesting point, actually. Like, you're completely right about my parents never really having put much pressure on me or any of my siblings. And I've always kind of really appreciated that, I think. And so from an early age, I wouldn't say that I've always been super sort of intent on doing well academically. I mean, even in primary and high school, doing well academically was certainly important to me for a bunch of different reasons, but I was always very involved in things outside of that as well. And so I think, to answer your kind of last question first, in terms of whether I was always on top when I was in primary and high school, I wouldn't say I was. Like, I was sort of relatively bright in primary school, but there were definitely people who were more intent on doing well than I was. In terms of why that kind of changed quite a bit in the last few years of high school, so I guess we were doing exams that actually mattered. For me, like, I've always really enjoyed learning as an activity. So even beyond the classroom, I was always quite curious about a lot of things around me. I remember I always used to carry like a little piece of paper around with me. I'd always write down questions that I was curious about. So from an early age, I was always like quite sort of intent on growing myself academically, whether that was in class or not. And I really kind of really enjoyed the high school environment that I had. So the high school environment I had and the teachers I had really encouraged me to kind of push the boundaries of learning and be able to challenge myself and carry myself at my pace. And so that kind of environment really tipped me over, I think. So I found that I could accelerate myself as quickly as I could, and I found that I could stretch myself in different directions, and that kind of ultimate like thirst for learning, I think, was really sort of at the forefront of what drove me when I was in the latter years of high school. So it wasn't really the intention to do well grades-wise. It was more just my kind of really raw enjoyment for learning, which kind of got me to do well in the exams. And that kind of stays with me now, so that's why I do the university degree that I do, and that's kind of why I do the work I do outside of university as well, is that kind of learning that I think everyone's kind of really got in them. It's just a matter of kind of having an environment that facilitates that. And you obviously, Tristan, kind of know really well what I'm talking about. So yeah, that's really it in terms of how that changed in high school.
Wow,
That same year, I gave a talk at the United Arab Emirates. While there, I met Shanali Wijesingi, who was a speaker from Sri Lanka.
I found that I have pretty similar interests as you, academic subjects, swimming, writing, and so on and so forth. And this year, you're doing 9 IGCSEs, which is the Year 11 Cambridge International Exams. So could you please tell us how you manage your time and achieve high constantly with everything?
The thing is, when you really like to do something, you kind of try harder to put them all together. So then you manage to somehow. But the thing is, you have to make a lot of commitments, including like late night ups and maybe cancel a bit of your reading time, the time you watch TV. But if you really like it, you manage to cut off your time. And that's important, especially if it's something you aspire to be. Cutting up time, that's not so important. Like, it's your entertainment time is important if you want to go towards a dream or a goal.
A couple of months later, I chatted with Jamie Beaton, the CEO of Crimson Education. I started the interview with him by asking him how he studies.
Well, first, Tristan, I think you're the one smart student, so that's very kind, but it's kind of amazing what you're up to. But anyway, I really appreciate your kind words. So let me go through this. So basically, in terms of my high school kind of philosophy, I think fundamentally, and I think you share this view, Tristan, the most important thing is you have to really, you know, deeply, passionately believe in, you know, subjects you're learning. So I always chose subjects that I was really passionate about and that I really wanted to learn more about. And having that kind of organic appreciation, sort of inquisitive nature for them is the key. So the first thing is, I think I chose subjects that I loved. So I started off doing sciences, math, English, primarily because they're academically rigorous and pushed me. And then I wanted to kind of learn more business-orientated subjects. So I picked up economics, business studies, random things like thinking skills. So I guess I would say my kind of first key strategy was choose things that I love and choose subjects that I think will be challenging or will provide kind of new incremental, you know, knowledge to me. The second thing is, like, I think by no means should you spend the same amount of time on every subject. There are a few core skills that I believe are critically important. The first is, you know, math. Second is English as sort of, you know, the driving pillars of knowledge. Once you've got a strong math foundation, you know, things like physics, chemistry, and a lot of the thinking for statistics becomes, you know, pretty, you know, straightforward. And then with English, I think being really, really strong at analytical essays and analysis really helps you with everything, you know, economics, business studies. It helps you with, like, any kind of essay-based subject. So I think develop your core pillars of knowledge in math and English first, and then, you know, spread out as you will. And then the other thing is I try and be very kind of strategic with how I learn subjects. So I want to always know that I'm using the best resources, and I want to know that I'm, you know, learning most efficiently. So I spend a lot of time doing past paper questions. I spend a lot of time, you know, asking great mentors and people around me what's the best way to learn different subjects. And I think that really helped me get through a lot of content, you know, very efficiently and in a good way, because I think there's no point kind of, you know, wasting time studying something if you're not studying the best material in the fastest way. So I think basically a combination of developing those key pillars, math and English, making sure that you love what you're doing, and then studying efficiently using the right resources is the best way to kind of, do well academically and get through a lot of interesting information.
That's fantastic. Incredible tips for us to aim high. So Were you always top at school from young, and did your parents have a great influence on your education?
Yeah, so firstly I should say I'm a very competitive guy, and I think that's been a fantastic trait to me to have, that my parents really inspired within me. My mum always drilled into me, you know, when I was young, she really emphasized the importance of education and really being, you know, a really key driver in how well you do in the future and your opportunities. And I really passionately believe that. I mean, I think in today's world, like, the quality of your education is really the only sustainable, you know, defense you have against, like, a really changing world. So I think, first of all, I really believed in this and, you know, the importance of education generally. In terms of, you know, that leading to other things, it made me quite competitive around doing well at school. And so at St. Kent's Prep, we started having exams from, like, about year five. And I took them all very seriously from the get-go. So I was always first at King's academically, and I was stuck with both King's and St. Kent's Prep. But that really wasn't without, I really worked hard, and I had some very, very good students that I would compete with. And we really, I think, you know, made each other better students as a result of that kind of competition. I guess that's my take on that. In terms of my parents, I think, you know, both my parents had a huge role. They were both role models for me in multiple different ways. My mum was the most focused academically, and she really pushed me to aim for the best in that sense. And then my dad was a kind of more holistic mentor to me, making sure that I was having, you know, quite a balanced upbringing, and I was doing sports. He loved hockey and tennis, and I love those sports as well. So I guess both my parents were great role models for me. The other thing is my mum was incredibly supportive in making sure that I had great resources around me to do well. You know, she made a lot of sacrifices to send me to great schools really, you know, always motivated me to try my best. So, yeah, a combination of being competitive and having amazing influences from my parents that really helped.
That's very impressive. So it's a good foundation and a strong family support, which really drives you.
Absolutely, you got to have your family behind you. I think. I mean, if you're a situation, and there are, you know, many kids out there who, for whatever reason, say their parents like didn't go to university, or their parents don't necessarily think academics is so important, but the kid is really passionate about it. Those kids can still do incredibly well, and there's enough resources around today to still do well in that case. But I think the best, most magical combination is when the parents are really behind the child's vision, and the child also really, you know, believes in it as well. And I think that's really the best kind of combo for academic success.
For this last clip, I would like to play part of my interview with my mentor, Andrew Patterson, in one of the very first shows. He talks about studying from the side of an experienced professional.
Hey, Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tristan. It's great to be with you, and congratulations on your new program.
Thank you, Andrew. So the first question is, you have been spending quite a lot of time helping school kids, particularly those who are at the low decile areas. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, this is some work that I've been doing for the last couple of years, and it's something that I got involved in really almost by accident through a friend of mine who is a principal at Manurewa Intermediate, Ian Taylor, and he invited me out a couple of years ago to talk to the students about careers in broadcasting. And while I was there, I got really engaged with the students. They were quite amazing and very creative. They had a lot of, you know, really interesting ideas around things. But I noticed that many of them had sort of quite low levels of confidence. And so that led me to establish a confidence course within the school that we've been running for the last couple of years. And more than 100 students have completed that. And I've got involved in lots of different areas within the school. And it's really opened up a world of education that I hadn't really had a lot of exposure to previously. But it's one that I'm finding I'm really enjoying.
Anyways, that's it from me, Tristan Pang. Thanks for listening. I welcome your feedback and the support of the program, so please email me at youthvoicesnz@gmail.com. And also visit my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. That's QUEST-IS-FUN.RRG.NZ/youthvoices. That's it from us. See you next month. Bye. Join
join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.